And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music.
Open Gangnam Style.
And the music video for this Korean pop song,
Gangnam Style,
has rocketed one musician to international stardom. It's the work of rapper Jay Song Park. He goes by the name Psy, and for 12 years he's had a pretty successful career in South Korea. But now, thanks to the video for Gangnam Style, Psy is on top of the world. The video has also launched a dance craze in which Psy gallops like a horseback rider and swings a lasso. It's the most viewed Korean pop music video ever on YouTube, 170 million views. He's done The Ellen Show, The Today Show, the MTV Music Awards, and he's now just signed a deal with Justin Bieber's manager. In fact, just today, the song Gangnam Style reached number one on the U.S. iTunes chart. And remember, this is a song in Korean. And now the phenomenon otherwise known as Psy joins me from New York. Psy, welcome to the program.
What's up?
First of all, congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much.
170 million views on YouTube. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I'm still surprising every day.
You didn't imagine it would happen?
Never. I just made my album, I did my best, and I uploaded the video just at YouTube. That was all. And within 60 days, I'm here and make an interview with you.
I mean, I'm here talking to you, so I gotta tell you, I've seen your video maybe 20 times, maybe 30 times.
It
is addictive.
Make it more, please.
All
from
right,
now
I'm gonna,
on.
I'm gonna boost up the YouTube views. All right, first of all, tell us, what is Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style, let me describe it. Gangnam's like a territory in Seoul, Korea. I describe it as a noble at the daytime and going crazy at the nighttime. I compare ladies to the territory, so noble at the daytime, going crazy at the nighttime. The lyric says, I am the right guy for the lady who's like that.
I watched you appear, you appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And you taught her the dance.
Yes.
I'm doing it right now. I'm lassoing that, doing that lasso part. What is the story behind that kid who dances with you in the video wearing the sleeveless T-shirt?
Oh, yeah,
In the park in Seoul. What's the story behind that?
You know, you have the program called America's Got Talent, right?
Yeah.
In Korea, we have Korea's Got Talent, and the boy came out from Korea's Got Talent. You know, he's 5 years old, but you know what? He started to do all the Michael Jackson moves when he was three. So I'm going to bring the kids sometime next visit.
Oh, that's going to be huge. He's got to bring him on stage with you. You actually studied at the Berklee College of Music. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
What did you study there?
Well, my major was music business, but honestly, class was too early for me.
So you actually never showed up for class?
Not at all. And I was young at that time, so the young thought was it's all about creation, and I cannot learn any creation from others. That was my thought at that time, so I didn't go there.
How do you speak English so well?
Well, I didn't attend the school, but I was there still, so
yeah.
I got to speak some English in the market or gas station. And, you know, it's only four-year-old English, so I have a lot of interviews, and you're asking some things, and I got to answer quickly. So I got to translate all my answers in my brain. So right now, I'm really tired because I woke up so early because of the Today Show. But, you know, after all this, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get some drink, and which is soju bomb.
Oh, you can get a soju bomb?
All right. Yeah.
You are actually quite possibly the biggest export from Korea to the U.S. since the Hyundai.
Thank you. Thank you for the mention.
Do you think that K-pop is now, like, has found its moment in America, that Americans might hear a lot more of it?
Yeah, so as you see, like, I cannot say Korean's best, but I can say Korean has a lot of potentials. They are so dynamic. So if I can do something little to make some chances to other Koreans, then I will please to do that.
Open Gangnam Style.
Now you have just been signed by
Scooter Braun.
By Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager.
Oh, yeah.
He says he's going to make you an even bigger star in the U.S. What are you guys planning to do?
Well, actually, like a week ago, we were saying like, hey, I'm going to promote myself because, you know, music videos much more popular than I am, so I don't like the situations. But in a week, especially after Alan's show and today's show, when I'm walking down the street, like some of them recognize me finally today. So me and Scooter thinking like, should we prepare for the next single or something? So we are beginning to make that kind of conversation about my next step.
Have you managed to meet Justin Bieber yet?
I think it's going to be sometime early next week.
Oh,
we
really?
Just made a phone call today.
Wow. Are you going to record with Justin Bieber, by the way?
Well, if song fits to us and if it is suitable for both of us, then why not?
You going to take him to Gangnam and live the high life?
We just promised that we're going to drink all night long.
All right. Okay. You heard it here first. Are you going to, by the way, are you planning to record any music in English?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my next steps. But I got to think about it because I can speak English, but still, if I have a chance, I want my music lyric to be Korean because Gangnam Style's working right now, right?
Yeah.
The world's most famous and popular language is music. So if we have some sort of like solution with this kind of dance moves and this kind of music video so that I can use Korean if possible, then it's really huge history for my country. So I'm thinking about that too.
That's Jae-sung Park. He's better known as Psy. The music video for his song Gangnam Style is the most viewed K-pop video in YouTube history. 170 million views. It's rocketing up the Billboard charts as well. Psy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Our program is directed today by Kenya Young. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Amy Held, Phil Harrell, and Brenda Salinas. Our interns are Acacia Squires and Barbara Sprunt. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kalamore, Dana Farrington, and Daoud Tyler Amin. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. Being a norm, could we not a norm? Baby, not a more jump. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. Tomorrow on the program, Rabbi Shmuley tries to bring some shalom in the home to Capitol Hill, and Joe Jackson takes on Duke Ellington. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.